There's a lot of yes, worms.
Somebody in one of Mark's.
I found a humongous Band-Aid though for this one, which is great because it really keeps it from rubbing.
The last thing you say is tell it to your man that she's great or it gets
Yeah, that's.
We will call to order the Budget and Audit Committee meeting for Tuesday, August 26th and 2025. I want to welcome those of you who have joined us. Let's first call the roll to establish a quorum.
Thank you. Vice Mayor Talamantes.
Yes.
Councilmember Maple will be absent. Councilmember Guetta.
Here.
And Chair Dickinson.
Here.
You have a quorum.
If you would please join us and rise as you are able. Our land acknowledgement and pledge to the original people of this land, the Nisenan people, the Southern Maidu Valley and Plains Miwok, Patton Winton peoples, and the people of the Wilton Rancheria, Sacramento's only federally recognized tribe. May we acknowledge and honor the native people who came before us and still walk beside us today on these ancestral lands by choosing to gather together today in the active practice of acknowledgement and appreciation for Sacramento's indigenous peoples' history, contributions, and lives. Thank you, and please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And we have a relatively compact agenda today. Do we have anyone? Well, we'll take folks off the agenda later. So we have three consent items.
Move consent, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
One speaker.
Okay. Let's just see. Do we have a second to the motion to adopt the consent calendar? We need a second. We got a second. All right. And we have one person who wishes to address the committee.
Yes. Lambert would like to speak on item number 2.
Okay. Good morning. I know you need no reminder, but we have allotted 2 minutes for you to speak, and keep your eye on the clock so you can time your remarks. You're very good at that, so I appreciate seeing you, Lambert.
Well, that almost threw me off on what I was going to say, but this whistleblower situation at City Hall. There was an auditor, his name was Jorge, he was here, and I learned studying him and now the current auditor, because they are very efficient, what I consider efficient enough for me to make a statement. You can't make a statement unless you know exactly what you're talking about down here. And I looked at the report, and my family and the millennials, they showed me something, that's why I came. There's a lot of complaints filed against the city of Sacramento, but according to the report, they're very rarely are they resolved in favor of the person that files the complaint. So my question is, who's doing the evaluating of the complaints that are being filed? And we're going to find that out, because if the city is having complaints filed against it, and they're the ones that are evaluating the complaints on whether they're valid, that's a problem. That's a conflict of interest. Also, and this was done by Jorge, wonderful job. I found out, and a lot of people found out, that a no written agreement was done with wide open walls. And somebody filed a complaint against it, and it came out. And City Councilman Harris quoted and said, it's a black eye for City Hall. The reason why I put the light on it is because you weren't able to audit it. When you don't have a written agreement, you can't audit it. And that came out in the auditor's report.
Thank you. Thanks for your comments. And I think that's our speaker. Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Guerra and seconded by Ms. Talamantes. There's nothing further. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
Any abstentions? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. Okay, and we're on to our next item. Item 4 on the discussion calendar, the council member proposal for committee consideration. Since we don't get a council member to present this, do we get a description of this?
We've got some folks who are queued up, I think.
Yeah, we do have some speakers. Okay.
Did you want to take public comment or your colleagues first?
Let's go to the public comment first for this one.
Four speakers. The first is Lambert, Jamie Torres, Lionel Barragona, then Courtney Delotti.
There
won't be a staff report, no.
If there's a report coming.
There's no staff report.
Okay. Well, that's better. Because this I have a problem with because, okay, it's talking about North Natomas. That's fine. But at the bottom it says District 4. And I was told by City Councilwoman Kaplan when I was checking in right here, I asked her, what is this for District 1? Is this for District 1? And she said, you have to be in Natomas. And I told her, then Natomas is off the hook for that. But at the bottom, it says, City Councilman Pluckybaum is one of the contacts. I have a problem with that. That's not Natomas. And if he can participate in this, then District 2 should be able to participate in this. Because you do have a business that has gone viral in all of California. As a matter of fact, we're going to be in a very well-known magazine, and I know you're going to be proud of that, Chairman Dickerson, because we are from District 2. And it's a very well-known magazine. I didn't know about it till last night. My family and the millennials told me about it. It's huge for the holiday season. We're going to be on the front cover. And when they ask me, where are we from? I'm going to say Sacramento. And when they ask specifically, besides District 2, I'm going to tell them exactly where the cheesecake was founded. And it's going to go all over California. I don't know how far it's going to go, but I know it's going to go all over California. And when I see things like this, it's an advantage, creating a marketing district. Why not create a marketing district in District 2? This, and I'm not sure if District 1 has a P-bid, but this seems like more for them in terms of funding.
Thank you for your comments. Is it Jaime Torres? That's right. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning.
Committee, for meeting today and allowing us to speak. Greatly appreciate you. Jaime Torres, live in District 3. I work in District 4 and spend most of my time in District 4 at work. So one of the things I'd like to move forward with this proposal, due to the fact that we have some new changes to our local soccer team, we have some new interest in soccer. We want to keep developing this interest, especially in the youth. I want the local businesses, hotels, all the hotel infrastructure that's set up in Sacramento to have entertainment, to have our local teams and youth coming to Sacramento, keeping our money here, keeping the funds, having our restaurants in business by having tourism into Sacramento due to sports. And this could be an opportunity where not only are other cities like Turlock, San Diego, and places in the South Bay are benefiting from this. You know, we actually need to be at the leading edge, need to be competitive with other cities. So I would like to request if we could move forward and allow staff to evaluate this and actually start some progress for this development. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your comments.
Next speaker is Lionel Barraga.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, my name's Lionel Berrigan. I'm a Natomas resident. Not only am I a Natomas resident, I have two boys that play soccer, And for the longest time, I've been awaiting this soccer complex just because there's other times we have to travel outside the Sacramento to these other complex where my both of my sons play soccer, which are huge tournaments. Not only that they're big, they bring a lot of money to the local businesses, hotels, so it generates a lot of money. And I'm super glad this is this complex here in North Natomas, and I really, really hope you guys push this long-time-waited soccer complex in North Natomas. I'm super excited, not only us, but for the rest of the families that will have a soccer complex here in North Natomas. It's a big benefit for the businesses, and I just see it a win-win for everybody. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your comments. Next speaker.
Courtney Delotti is our final speaker on this item.
Good morning.
I'm Courtney Delotti. I am a resident and mom in North Natomas. My daughters have played competitive soccer for the last 5 years. I was actually told by them that I had to come today and request the soccer complex. We travel to Davis, Folsom, Roseville, Placer, and these girls are seeing these amazing complexes that are built in all of these outside cities around us. They're being recruited by other places, and obviously these complexes are a big deal and make them want to play there. I would say that some of the parks that we're practicing in now are dangerous for our kiddos. There's huge divots in the ground where they're practicing and hurting themselves. The light system isn't exactly great out at Widow Ranch. And I just fully support allocating staff to further look into the opportunities to work on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks for the public comment. We'll turn to members of the committee. Mayor Pro Tem Guerra.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the folks at LIUNA here for being here today. And I know a lot of them have supported a lot of the soccer families there. I had an opportunity to speak to one of the sponsors of this request, and having represented an area that does have two P bids and it has looked at hotel development as well, it does make sense that we begin to look at the northern area of the city. Most of the city, prior to the growth of North Natomas, had the opportunity to go through the P bid process in the mid-90s. And so I do think that it's an opportunity to explore what is the right tools, and at least what I understand is that we're not going to prejudge what is the best tool for that area. So what I would suggest is that we move recommendation number one, which is pass a motion directing the appropriate council-appointed officer to commence work on this proposal and bring it back for the committee here to review considerations. And that way we could look at what the fiscal implications are. It may be a P-bid, it may be a TOT overlay, but let's look at the different tools that could benefit the need to build community infrastructure. I agree. My kids are playing soccer now. They just started. This is the first year of comp soccer, so the driving and can be a challenge. And if we can have more amenities here, what better time? And I think this next year with World Cup coming and is an exciting opportunity for us to really dive into one of those unifying sports. So with that, that's my motion, Mr. Chair, is to move item number one.
Okay. Let's see if there's a second for the motion. Do you want to second it?
I'm happy to second the motion with Councilmember Guerra to do option number one. Three of these hotels are in my district, and one of the hotels has new ownership. So having communication with the actual hotel owners, I think, is going to be really important. I have heard from the hotel owners in District 1, also in District 3, of how this impacts their hotel. So does that mean that they're going to have to charge more for rooms, for pricing? Does that mean that they're going to be competitive with downtown hotels and kind of what it means to them? And so I'm happy to to second it and then bring it back to this committee.
Thanks for that. And I feel much the same way. I think it's worth exploring. I did have a specific question. I don't know if there's someone here who might be able to answer this, but how would a TOT overlay?
That's not what it is.
Pete gets that question? Okay. How would, I mean, obviously we collect TOT from these hotels within this geographic area we're talking about, and this refers to a TOT overlay, and that was not clear to me what that signifies.
So my read of it is it would be similar to our Sacramento Tourism and Marketing District assessment that we charge in addition to TOT already. And so that those funds go to Visit SAC to then market the city as a tourism destination. And so I think that was that was my read of what the council member was thinking. And I think what we can do as staff is when we come back with the different options, we'll explain kind of how they work and, you know, who will pay for what and what some of the pros and cons are of the different directions that we could take.
Okay. So, I mean, any of these options that the council members have identified would be additional levies on the affected properties. Is that true?
So the Tourism and Marketing District, similar to the TOT, it's paid by the visitor, right? So when you book the room, if you go on Airbnb, for example, and you book in Sacramento, right, you'll see the TOT line, and then you'll see the STMD line. So that'll be paid by the visitor. Something like a bid would be paid by the business. However, you know, they may have to, as Councilmember Talamantes mentioned, that may mean they need to raise their rates in order to pass those costs along. So, but we'll try, when we come back, we'll try to lay that out in a clearer way than I'm explaining it right now.
No, that's correct. I was just trying to confirm that if you had a TOT overlay or the NNT bid, that those would show up on a
Bid would be paid as an assessment by the business.
Okay.
So that if you're the consumer, if you're booking the room, you wouldn't see the bid cost on your bill. However, for like an overlay, a marketing district, you would see that on your bill.
Okay. But in either case, this is however it appears, it would be in addition to the TOT that's currently collected from those properties.
That is correct, yes.
Affected. Okay. Okay. Yes.
The clarification I wanted to make was the term TOT overlay, I think, was referring to anything that would be a STMD type, where it would be attached to your hotel bill, yeah, and you would see that assessment for this purpose. If you did a bid, it's a geographic area of all businesses, and they would vote to assess themselves. Right. So it's evaluating which tool is better. I think the proposal, though, is fairly focused on hotels and benefiting specifically hotels and attracting people to those hotels, kind of growing that opportunity. So not saying, you know, where we'll end up, but both will be evaluated. But I think the intent was focused on that TOT portion. And I would do away with the words TOT overlay because I think it's created some confusion.
So I had a chance to talk to some of the hotel owners. And then I also want to add direction to the motion that our city treasurer's office be included in the conversation, just because, you know, it's going to impact. I mean, they have good insight onto this proposal, and so I really want them to chime in and work with economic development. And, you know, we are now, it's 12% TOT, so it's basically saying, like, we're going to add 0.25 or 0.5.
Right.
And so that's why I mentioned, like, we really need to do outreach to those hotel owners, because right now they're kind of confused about what it means. And so they're just kind of worried about how it creates competition.
I think in either case, all the hotel owners in either, whether we did a bid or an STMD, have a vote. We don't simply do it to them. We do it with them, and only if they vote in the affirmative to do it. And so there will be extensive, without regard, outreach. If we choose to move forward with something as a council, this body, there would be extensive outreach. And I think the analysis that the treasurer's office can provide about hotels and rates and viability of adding to costs, we have a pretty good understanding from the studies that we've done on the TOT about what market can bear. And so that will be informative, but we'll certainly touch base with them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be wonderful. And again, like, the Thomas has so many hotels, and we have the airport right there. And you know, I travel for soccer to Davis and to wherever my nephew goes, so I 100% understand how important this is and how special it will be to Natomas.
Okay, so the suggestion has been to add the treasurer.
Yes. Is that okay?
To be consulted with, and that agreeable to the maker of the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. The TOT can be increased by the affected properties by their own vote.
TOT cannot be increased except for a vote of everybody in the city.
That's what
they
I thought.
They can approve an additional charge that is separate for a distinct tourism and marketing district set up consistent with the rules of those districts. So it's not additional TOT. It is a separate charge. So
that's why you want to get rid of using that term.
The word TOT. Exactly.
But this had confused me because I've always known the TOT had to be voted on by the electorate.
Exactly.
Generally. Okay. So you're really talking about a parallel to a PBID.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now that that's crystal clear. Are there any further comments or questions?
Councilmember, you actually answered my question. Okay.
The only thing that I was going to mention is that that's the confusing part in B, and laying out the different options. And, you know, as my former econ professor at the wonderful Masters of Public Policy School at Sac State would say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. So, you know, someone's going to pay, how it's going to pay, and whether it affects the marketability for the tools that we want to do. You know, obviously, clearly, we want to build facilities that attract tourism, and those come in, you know, hand in hand. But it's, if we have to go out to a city vote, then is that even a possibility, right? And I don't know if that's the case, and that's the confusion here. So I think bringing the different scenarios and letting people digest through what that process is going to be helpful.
Yeah. No, I will look forward to seeing the options and the analysis. So if there aren't other comments or questions, we have a motion by Mayor Pro Tem, seconded by the Vice Mayor. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Any abstentions? Hearing none, motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And do we have anyone off agenda who wishes to address us?
Yes, Chair. I have one speaker for matters not on the agenda, Mr. Davis.
Okay. We have our off agenda comments.
Even though it was voted unanimous, I didn't hear anybody comment on Mr. Pluckybaum being on there and it's supposed to be Natomas. So that's something you're going to have to answer some kind of way. Now, the reason I came for public comments matters not on the agenda. I wanted, there's several people up on the rostrum who have bought cheesecakes from us, and I know they will be glad to hear. I won't identify who they are, but I just returned from Southern California, and we were told, I mean, I know we're ready, but we were told that we were going to be featured on a magazine that I've never heard of. These millennials are incredible. They showed me a magazine and asked me, did I know what that was? I said, no. And then when they showed me what it was, and then they introduced me, that's the thing about the millennials, they introduced me to the owners of the magazine, just like I met Inside Sacramento. Can't think of her name right now, but she was wonderful too. Once you meet the owner of something, then that's where you want to be. Roger and anybody with District 2 and a lot of people are excited. They saw me at the game Saturday, and they were talking about it. I didn't even know about it. I just know they're supposed to handle what they're supposed to handle. And this time of year now, it's going to be up to me. And that's all I wanted, was to get it to me and the manufacturer. So we're getting ready to do something incredible with pumpkin cheesecakes and carrot cake. They've just gone crazy over those two. It's going to create instant jobs, Roger. Instant jobs year-round, because cheesecakes are in demand year-round. So is carrot cake.
Thanks, Lambert. And sorry I missed you Saturday night. Didn't see you. Do we have any committee comments, ideas, or questions, meeting reports? Seeing none, I think we have finished our business for the day. We get a nod of the head from the clerk. So with that, thank you for being here, and we are adjourned.